And 3,200 pages, that's what the Southern Launch Environmental Impact Statement is, if you're looking for a bit of a weights workout at the moment. And we're joined by Southern Launch CEO Lloyd Damp. Lloyd, good morning.
Morning, morning.
What has been the response so far to the Environmental Impact Statement, apart from people getting fit?
A few people have been asking about how they can get their hands on copies of the EIS. There have been a couple of questions about some of the content of the environmental impact statement, why some documents were not released to the public as such. But overall, a lot of support for the project moving forward.
And what are the major items covered in the environmental impact statement?
Yeah, so the environmental impact statement covers quite a few key areas. The first one, as the name implies, looks at the local ecology both on the land, in the air, and across the marine environment. And what it does is it does a measurement of what's out there, as well as then assessing what effect rocket launches could have on that local ecology. The other thing that's really important to note is that the EIS also takes a look at what the social and economic benefits of the proposed rocket launch facility could have on the greater Port Lincoln area, as well as assessing the traditional owners of the land and working with them to understand what their understandings of the rocket launch effects, or what the effects could be.
Speaking this morning with Lloyd Damp, the CEO of Southern Launch, about the environmental impact statement regarding the Whalers Way rocket launch site. And Lloyd, I have read that there's public consultations going to be happening, not just allowing people to give their feedback in writing, but actually in-person consultations. When and where can we expect those to happen?
Correct. So as part of the major development process, the South Australian government runs two public consultation sessions. These sessions are scheduled for next week, Tuesday, here in Port Lincoln. Please go on to the Plan SA website for further details, or if you don't want to click around on that site, go to southernlaunch.space/EIS, and on our website, there's a nice simple link to their website so you can get all the information.
And I'm anticipating, of course, that because that's where you can find the information about those public consultation in-person sessions, that's also where they can get a copy of the EIS?
Through the Plan SA website, indeed. So for everyone's awareness, you can download the complete EIS for free through the Plan SA website. The South Australian government is also making it available on a USB stick. And if you are brave, you can buy a complete paper copy of the EIS through the Plan SA website through the South Australian government.
I would certainly suggest that you do some gym work before you try and buy a paper copy, or at least lug it anywhere. I love the idea of the USB stick, and to save data and a lot of weights training at the same time. Lloyd Damp, CEO of Southern Launch, thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
Pleasure, anytime.